Tell me this, would you consider going on a holiday where you had to remove all your clothes? Apparently 35% of men, 17% of women would bear it all on the beach, and a considerable number would actually book a holiday that takes them to a naturist resort. I want to speak to Andrew Welsh, who I presume has done it and is promoting it. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning to you, Frank.
Yeah, the weather here not so good for it. I presume most of these people would be considering going to the Mediterranean or somewhere else.
Yes, I guess they would be, but there are plenty of opportunities across the UK. The weather sometimes is good. A couple of weeks ago, we had a heat wave, didn't we? And that makes my job a lot easier because people get it. The point is, sometimes you don't need any clothes. And one of the places you don't need them is when you're swimming off a beach. I'm sure you'd agree.
How legal or illegal is that off the UK, around the UK here in Ireland?
It's perfectly legal. There is no law that tells you what you can or you can't wear in any circumstance. Incredibly clear, England and Wales, perhaps slightly a little more vague in Scotland and Northern Ireland. But the basic premise is there is no legislation that tells you what you can wear. So if you follow that logic, then all places are naturist places, and there's many millions of people exploiting them.
So a man who's swimming naked in the sea in, say, Cornwall, who walks out onto the public beach naked in front of other families, he's not breaking the law?
He's not. No, he's not at all. I mean, we do have designated places. There are places that for many decades have been naturist beaches because a landowner or a local authority has said that they're happy that people take their clothes off. But these days, since about 2003, it's been perfectly legal to be a naturist. If you just want to take your clothes off and enjoy the sunshine, you can do that anywhere. Having said that, what naturist people tend to do is not the scenario that you just described. We would go to those designated places. It means it's easier. We meet the like-minded people and no one comes along and makes a fuss because they all know that that's a nude beach, you know. But I think the interesting thing, and this survey from lastminute.com that we're referring to today just tells us that actually people are not bothered. You just said there about coming out of the sea in front of a whole load of families. And I know what you mean, your sort of presumption that those families are going to be horrified and shocked. Actually, you're going to find, according to these figures, that 6 out of 10 of those families are actually naturists themselves.
Dear, you know, just looking around me here out the window at the people going past on the Ormer Road, I would imagine here in Northern Ireland there'd be uproar if somebody came out of the sea with no clothes on and walked past families building sandcastles. But I'll throw it open to the callers. 90 333 105 is that number. Now, it is illegal to walk about naked. If I go shopping today in the city centre naked, I'll be arrested.
No, you shouldn't be. I mean, the problem is we've got a cultural issue here. It's not a legal problem, it's a cultural issue. And I will confess, it is unusual behaviour. If you saw somebody shopping in a shopping centre with no clothes on, you might wonder why. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. And the question that you need to think about, and your listeners that are calling in need to think about, is yes, it is unusual. You might be surprised to see that man coming out of the sea. But actually, what harm is there to anybody, children included, in seeing a naked person? And that's a very difficult question to answer. There is no harm in just seeing a naked person. And in fact, in British naturism, our assertion is that our children need to see more nudity. You know, we grow up in an era of mystery. We don't know. All of us parents, we're too embarrassed to tell our children about the facts of life. Sex education in the schools is not what it used to be. They don't know what's going to happen to their bodies at puberty. And the worst thing of all is this terrible body image that so many people have, that they think they are ugly and they are perfectly normal because we just don't see enough nudity.
A considerable number of families do buy into naturist holidays, and they go off to resorts that embrace them. And it's not very difficult to find a website about naturism. I was looking at one this morning just as part of my research for you you coming on.
And good for you. Well done.
Andrew, one of the things that crossed my mind was the number of children who are naked on those beaches, and even at pageants, having some sort of fun fair and pageant with no clothes on. I think I saw something, Little Miss Naked or whatever. I was slightly uncomfortable considering the prying eyes of some individuals who'd be looking for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, what? I'm going to question the research you've been doing there, Frank. What are these sites you're looking at? That kind of thing is incredibly rare. We're talking about a scenario that everybody understands. A family, they go to the beach. The only difference is that they don't wear a costume. There is is nothing different. There is nothing else going on. And in fact, the children in naturist circles are far safer than they are in others because there tends to be that awareness. You know, there's no particular reason for it. We don't suffer in a bad way. There's more of that kind of thing goes on in the schools and the church, to be honest with you, than in our environment. So we're sort of keeping an eye open. We're keeping an eye out for each other. And that kind of thing just doesn't happen. And there's no evidence to say that a naked child is at any more risk than they would be if they had their clothes on, if somebody has the wrong kind of idea. And at the end of the day, it is just like a normal beach. Did I just say normal? You know what I mean, where people do wear their costumes. There's no difference at all. The dress code is the only thing, apart from the fact that it feels so nice. You skinny dipped yourself, Frank?
I haven't actually, Andrew, but just to be clear, on the websites, just put in naturist holiday, do one click, and the first thing that comes up, naked families, naked people and children who seem to be taking part in some form of contest right on the front page. So that is uncomfortable viewing for most people.
Okay, I mean, the trouble is that I don't think any of us have any control over how the search engines do their algorithms, do they? But there are, you know, there are plenty of sites that will give you the proper information about.
Yeah,
about
but the
holiday.
Reason that I'm asking you is those children who have been seen naked by people who may be viewing for all the wrong reasons. It's almost an invitation for those who would be of a, shall we describe them as a perverted slant, to come on board and to abuse children in a way that even by viewing them that we would feel uncomfortable with.
We possibly would. I think we're rather getting off the subject. The thing is that is a very small risk. We don't have those problems, and I'm not sure which site you happen to have found. You've done a great job by finding things that I'm not even aware of.
No, put in naturist holiday. That's all you got to do. Put in naturist holiday. Click on it, and you will see naked youngsters.
Okay, well, I will try that later. I think the point that you have to say is that there are all sorts of perversions around the world. There are all sorts of things that make people turn into some sort of strange weirdo. And you can't legislate for it all, you know. And just by looking at things doesn't really place any of those people under any kind of harm. You know, naturism is a very family-friendly thing to do, and there are many, many families, there are many, many adults, millions of people around the world enjoying it without any issues at all. I think we just have to understand that, you know, just because it's naked doesn't bring out all the things that you're talking about.
There's a dating program now on TV as well where you have to be naked to take part. You must be fond of that.
No, not particularly. I mean, there's one element of it that I do like, and one of the things that I'm saying is that we don't see enough nudity. It's been suppressed to such an extent that we don't. Lots of people have never seen a naked body. They didn't see their parents as they grew up. You know, the first time they encountered a naked body was perhaps on their wedding night. You know, that's not a good thing. We're not educating people. So it was very good that program showed unpixelated, uncensored nudity. I think with the essence of the program, where they're saying choose somebody on the basis of what they look like with their clothes off, is pretty rubbish, you know, because I don't know about you, but how I'm attracted to other people is their personality, the tone of their voice, the way that they walk, you know, the way that they deal with me, nothing to do with how they look without their clothes on. So that was strange, but it was good. It was good to see unpixelated, normal people, and there needs to be more of that.
And finally, Andrew, one very brief answer from you. Just describe how good it is to plunge in the nude.
Fantastic. You feel euphoric. You feel like you've stripped away all the stresses of your life and nothing matters anymore. I really highly recommend it to everybody.
Well, Andrew, I haven't been at it yet, but maybe sometime in the future I'll give it some consideration. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That is Andrew Welsh encouraging us indeed to have a naturist holiday.